Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Moore. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ray Moore. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sammy Esposito. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Fisher. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Triandos moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Triandos moves to third. Pilarczyk moves to second. Bob Hale pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball towards center. Landis catches it and throws to second to double up Pilarczyk. Triandos tags and scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser now playing shortstop. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Triandos and he is safe. Philly steals second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Jim Rivera now playing center field. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera who is chasing the ball. Boyd reaches third base with a triple. Gardner goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyd scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jerry Staley now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Francona moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 1 in the game. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to second. Two outs. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox scores. One out. It's 3-1, Orioles. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Philly moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Philly moves to third. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Rivera moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 2 in the game. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pilarczyk. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Esposito goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2 Orioles. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 5-3, Orioles. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dixie Howell now pitching. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0 for 1 in the game. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Zivarink now pitching. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. 1 out. Ron Northey pinch hits for Dixie Howell. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northey for the out. Phillips moves to third. 2 outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Keegan now pitching. George Zivarink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zivarink strikes out. 1 out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Francona, who is chasing the ball. Minoso reaches third base with a triple. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4 Orioles. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's Orioles, 5, White Sox, 5. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivera bunts towards the mound. Zubarink fields it and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to second. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Triandos reaches second base with a double. Jim Pyburn pinch runs for Gus Triandos. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0-for-2 in the game. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Keegan, and towards Fox, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Pyburn scores. Pilarczyk moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-5, Orioles. George Zubarink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zubarink is 0-for-1 in the game. Zubarink hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Pyburn now playing center field. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby pinch hits for Bob Keegan. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Esposito hits a fly ball into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul LaPom now pitching. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boyd takes first base on ball four. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a pop-up towards short. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bridewesser fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivera hits a pop-up towards short. Bridewesser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.